Pussy good.
Yo, sister.
Pussy sweet.
Like this.
Pussy good.
Yeah.
Good enough to eat.
Get up, get up, get up.
Pussy good.
Yo, sister.
Pussy sweet.
Like this.
Pussy good.
Yeah.
Good enough to eat.
Get up, get up, get up.
Someday it's gonna pay off. I'll keep trying.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Hobosode number 72. This one is sponsored by William K. You know, in the last Hobosode where I had like a robotic voice or something say the name of the Hobosode? That's because I said the wrong Hobosode number. I think I said Hobosode 61, and it was supposed to be 71. So I just Googled how do you pronounce 71, and I took the audio that I found from that. In case you're wondering, I'm sure that was really bothering a bunch of you. You probably lost sleep over that. So I tried to do a real show today. I really did. I didn't get very far with it, though. I ended up listening to Laugh Track Matt and Zax do a show, do a party time show. I called into that for a little while, so if you go look for their show, I'm in there for a little bit. I don't think we actually did any pranks, though. And then after that, I listened to the XYZ show, the entire show. I think it was just 90 minutes today. He had a lot of fun with some tattoo shops, saying that he wanted to tattoo the word slut on his daughter. Teehee. And then he had David King on, talking about conspiracies and stuff. I need to listen to more David King. I've listened to David King a few times. He's our community's local conspiracy person. And he's got a Mixler somewhere. I don't know where it is. Listen to the XYZ show. He gives it out. I've also been working on fixing my mixer situation lately. Like, I bought a new mixer recently, and it's just caused nothing but problems. And I guess I'm going to return it. I'm going to send it back to Amazon. It's kind of a bummer, because it was an awesome mixer. It had twice as many inputs as my current mixer. So I've disconnected it all. I have my old mixer back here with its limited inputs. So I don't know. I guess maybe I'll get a secondary mixer and just set it right next to the primary mixer. I guess that'll be cheaper than buying a whole new mixer. It's just annoying. And I was using this old mixer next to the payphone. I was going to do another payphone show. And now I don't have a mixer again for the payphone. I'm going to have to go back to using that weird box thing instead. Whatever you call that thing. I'm sure I'll get it all figured out eventually, though. All that matters is, for now, I can do live shows again and have music and sound effects and all the things that are important to me. It all works fine on this mixer. There's just not enough inputs for me. That's what I've been doing today while I listen to all these prank shows. So last night I did some pranks with Dwight and Jag TV. We did some Calls of Mass Confusion stuff. It was pretty crazy stuff. Jag TV is completely insane. I think I forgot how completely insane he is. It was a lot of fun. And I think G-Ad is saying that he's going to release Calls of Mass Confusion. He's going to start putting them out on April 1st again, like he did last year. But he said he's got enough to do like two a week for an entire half of a year or something, which is pretty crazy. Maybe he'll just keep it going all year long, you know, if we keep doing them. He keeps bringing me in for all these different Calls of Mass Confusion things. Usually I don't know what's going on until we start doing it. And we've done some pretty crazy stuff these past few months. You guys are going to enjoy some of this at least. It's some really fun stuff. So be looking for that soon. Calls of Mass Confusion. You can find that on youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. Oh, and the best part, last night with Dwight and Jag TV. By the way, we're going to do more tonight, I think, in a couple hours from now. But we talked to a girl named Natalie, and you know, we're doing video pranks on Skype. And I actually got to use the Natalie song to a girl on Skype, and we got to see her react to it. You guys know the Natalie song, right? This one?
Natalie, Natalie, I'd love to do you vaginally. I'll wait on...
Yep, that song. I got to play that on Skype. It was great. I was so happy we got to talk to a girl named Natalie just because of that song. So that's something to look forward to on Calls of Mass Confusion. And one other bit of news. I don't know why I'm doing so much news on a Hobosode. I guess because I'm not doing a real show today, so I'm just doing a bunch of announcements. But while I was listening to shows today, it wasn't a complete waste of time because I set up a new YouTube channel for The Phone Show. And The Phone Show, that's the call-in talk show type thing that I did from 2009 to 2012. And I'm going to upload every single episode of The Phone Show to this channel. I've already put up the first episode. I haven't created a URL for it yet. I think you need like a certain amount of subscribers to do that, last time I checked. So you guys need to go subscribe to The Phone Show YouTube channel. I will put a link to that in the show notes. But you know, there's a bunch of them on the Snowplow Show YouTube channel, which was supposed to be the channel for just every show that The Phone Losers does, but it just kind of turned into the Snowplow Show channel because every time I upload anything different, such as The Phone Show, everybody yells at me. They're like, what the fuck is this shit? And that just discourages me from uploading the rest of them. But this time, I'm going to do it for real because everyone's always complaining that The Phone Show is not available anywhere online. All of the links on The Phone Show page on phonelosers.org is dead. So this is is going to fix that. I'm going to put them all up on YouTube. This is going to happen soon. I've already started making videos. I've got like a video encoding right now here on my other computer, and it's going to be great, okay? It's going to be really great. You guys are going to be really happy since everybody loves the phone show. Okay, let's listen to some calls that make me feel important, because I really need to feel important today.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Herm?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Yates from Cox Corporate Security.
Okay.
And, yep, that's me. I don't actually really need anything. I just got promoted recently, and I like calling up people on the phone and just stating my position in an authoritative voice.
Okay.
just kind of trying to assert myself. Just going through the file cabinet here, calling up people, telling them who I am.
Okay, and you're with Cox Security, yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Cox Corporate Security. Sitting here in front of my mahogany desk. Pretty huge, really. Like, I got this, okay. this desk is so big, I just don't have enough stuff to even put on it yet.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Big promotion. Just happened not even a month ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, no, no, I don't actually need anything. I'm just calling up people, letting them know I'm with Cox Corporate Security.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for the call, then.
No problem. I'm going to put your file away here and, I don't know, maybe call someone else.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, she didn't sound very impressed.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Prine.
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Yates from the corporate security here with Cox.
Oh, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, then. I don't really need anything. I just got promoted recently, and I've been calling up numbers out of the old file cabinet here. Just, you know, just trying to show people how important I am.
You said you're with Cox?
Yeah, Cox Corporate Security.
Okay, well, we have a different security system now, so...
Oh, no, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm actually in the corporate security office now. I haven't been in sales for over 10 years now. I've been working my way up the ladder.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's pretty impressive, right? Like, when I called up, it sounded pretty impressive?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, then.
Anything I can do for you?
No, pretty much. I guess we can just let each other go now. I just was calling up people and letting them know who I am and my position with the company now.
Awesome.
It's like practice for when I need to call people for real.
Okay. Okay, take care.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Prine. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Hutchins.
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Yates from Cox Corporate Security.
Okay.
And, yep, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Can I help you?
I don't actually need anything. I'm just calling up people out of the file cabinet here, just stating my name and position with the company. I got promoted recently and, you know, just trying to sound authoritative and stuff.
All right.
Trying to assert myself.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, no problem at all. Are you impressed?
Yeah, man, have a good day.
Are you impressed? At least?
I guess. It's more than most people do, I reckon.
Yep, that's true. Yep. I'm sure you're jealous.
All right, man.
You probably wish you were in this kind of position.
Corporate, no, not really.
Yeah, corporate office here, motherfucker. Oh, that made him so jealous he hung up. Pretty sure I reached KDK there.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Roland?
Yes.
Hello, this is Steve Yates from Cox Corporate Security.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you just fine. I said, I'm pretty good. I replied. I said, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
It was your turn to small talk. Back at me.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't really need anything. I'm just calling. I got promoted recently. I'm calling people to state my title and my name and just try to sound as assertive as possible.
Okay, great. Well, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you very much. I mean, you don't have to be a dick. You don't have to be a dick about it, though. You don't have to be sarcastic, condescending. I'm just doing my job here. That's all.
Are you from Cox Cable?
Correct. Yes. Corporate security department.
Corporate security. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So what does this new job entail?
I just kind of investigate security issues here with the company. Customers that are trying to, scam free cable and stuff like that.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm just calling up random files here out of the file cabinet.
Okay, well, I shouldn't have any files in your file cabinet because I don't have Cox Cable and never have.
Okay, no, I'm not saying you do. I'm just, you could be in here for any number of reasons. But okay. That's besides the point. I'm not calling for any of that. I'm just calling people out of the file cabinet to... just to practice for when I need to call people for real.
Okay. Well, that's great.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Have a nice day. I almost had someone concerned that they were in my file cabinet because here in the corporate office, we all use file cabinets still. None of that Nancy boy computer shit here.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Reed.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Mrs. Reed. This is Steve Yates from Cox Corporate Security.
Yes.
And I don't actually need anything. I just got promoted recently, and I've been going through the file cabinet, just pulling out files and calling up people, letting them know who I am in an authoritative voice. Makes me feel important, you know?
Okay. And why you're just calling to introduce yourself and you're in charge of security?
Yep. Just, trying to make myself feel big and important. What do you think?
Welcome to the team.
Oh, thank you. I've been a part of the team for a long time. I just got promoted just a week or two ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I don't know. Are you pretty impressed with the whole thing? Like, did I sound pretty important when I called in?
I'm beginning to question this phone call, so bye.
All right, bye. I guess you're just jealous or something, but whatever. Question the phone call, what's that even mean? All right, I give up on this one. I mean, I weirded out a bunch of people, but I was kind of hoping they'd get pissed. Maybe the key is to call them late at night, wake them up out of bed, and try to impress them. That'll probably have better results. I'll definitely have to try that soon. Okay, everyone, through the magic of radio... It is now nighttime, and I've spent like an hour calling up people doing this exact same thing, and only one of them sort of worked out. It didn't really work out, but I'm going to play it for you. It's kind of amusing, the guy's responses at least. And then after this one, I give up forever on this stupid idea.
Baldwin residence.
Hello, Mr. Baldwin?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Yates from the corporate security office here at Time Warner Cable.
Sorry.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. Having a good evening?
Well, yeah, except it's 1:30 in the morning.
Ah, so basically, technically it's morning, I guess.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Nothing really. I just got promoted recently, working late tonight, and I'm just calling up people and stating in a very confident voice my... name and title with the company. Just because it makes me feel important, okay.
Okay, well, listen, you have a good evening. Okay, I'm going to go back to bed.
You too. Were you having good dreams? What were you dreaming about?
Well, I wasn't dreaming about getting up and answering what I thought might be a critical phone call.
Well, why would you think it's critical? Come on. Don't be silly.
Well, because it's 1:30 in the morning and people generally don't call that time of the day.
Okay, well, that was a non-answer to my question. What were you actually dreaming about? Gosh darn it.
Hanging up.
He got me there. Thank God that guy made that joke, because that's pretty much the only funny thing that came out of all of that. Those are some calls I did last week. I just never got around to putting them up. I tried to do some more this week, and they still didn't work out. It's just hopeless. Nobody respects Steve Yates and his new important position with the company. It's fucking bullshit. I blame William K., the sponsor of this episode, and I also blame him that this is the end of the episode. Bye, everyone.
Tina, this is Bill. I'm on the 405 just past Mulholland. My ETA should be 8:15. What's today's agenda?
You've got a huddle here with McKimson and Klein at 8:30, a brunch meeting at the Polo Lounge at 11:30, and then your presentation at 2.
Okay, call Jack. Tell him to stall Klein until 8:45. Change the reservations to Citrus for brunch and pick up my dry cleaning. Beat me if there's a problem. It's a good thing I have a car phone.
It was a smog-filled morning in old L.A., freeway shootings in Sepulveda Pass. Another dumb driver just cut me off, thank God I purchased bulletproof glass. I've got meetings, luncheons, a tennis game, and drinks with Sylvester Stallone. I book up my busy calendar on my brand new shiny car phone, ta-ta.
He's got a bitchin' car phone, he thinks he owns the road. Yeah, he's got a brand new car phone, he's stuck in the yuppie mode.
He's blocking the lanes ahead. He's weaving at a frightful rate. So I get on the phone to the CHP, give the number on his license plate. Tina, Tina, this is Bill, and I've hardly moved an inch. Can you push my meeting up until 9? I'm really in a pinch.
He's got a bitchin' car phone. He thinks he owns a road. Yeah, he's got a brand new car phone. He's stuck in the yuppie mode. Says he has a brand new car phone. You better not get in his way. He's gonna use that car.
To my Carfax, 555-7672. Get Shirley to voice verify. Yes, I'll be at my car phone. Bill Murdoch, please hold. Bill Murdoch, please hold. Bill Murdoch, please hold. This is Bill Murdoch.
Bill?
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? This is your wife.
Oh, I'm losing you. I'm going under a freeway overpass. Sorry. So there I was at Spago, and who comes to my table but Parker Stevenson?
Really? How cool.
Yes, and I said, Parker, babe, I still watch your Hardy Boy rerun.
Oh my God, me too!
Hey, watch where you're going, you yummy pig!
Oh, of course. I'd expect that from someone who drives a Hyundai. Your car has no frame, bimbo. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. I can shop at Saks at the touch of a key. It surely is a wonderful life. I need my loyal assistant to pick me up a gift for my wife. I got a mistress out in Malibu. Keeping up this indiscretion is hard. I can damn well talk as long as I want. I charge it on my Optima card. Tra-la.
Yeah, he's got a great big car phone. He's having himself a ball. Yes, he's got a mighty car phone. He's gonna smash into a wall. I'm just a lowly peon. His wish is my command. When he dies, he'll find.
Call Brockman, Hirschman, Lerner, and Lou. We've got a conference call in 10. Then get my decorator on the line. I want to see the curtains for my den. A cop is pulling me over now. He'll probably hold a grudge as soon as he gets that phone call from my father-in-law, the judge. Ta-ta.
Sorry, love. The alimony payment will be late this month. I need new Ray-Bans. Phantom of the Opera? Of course I've seen it. Don't be gauche. Domino's Pizza? Can you deliver? I'm on the eastbound 10.
I don't know an Eves from the corporate office. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't know everyone here, lady, okay? So quit acting like you're a part of the corporate office. You're just a lowly employee.
Listen, excuse me?
Listen.
I am a manager here.
Oh.
Don't call me a lowly employee, and my employers would never say that. So this is a scam. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Guess what? I sign your paycheck.